Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the JB Sism Show. I am your host, Jason Sism, and this is episode number 90. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes away from the awesome 100th episode, and I'm hoping to do something kind of fun for that episode. But before I get there, if this is your first time listening to the show, I do say welcome, and this show is designed to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. And my desire each week is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform people's lives and reach the world with your message. Well, my friends, today I'm going to try to do a short episode. I've been busy the last several days now working on our closet. I have ripped all the shelving out, and I have been building in some new cabinets, and it has been quite the chore to to say the least, to get this new closet design done. So that's what I've been working on, and it's probably around a quarter to 11, and this episode's going to go live at about 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning. So you're only going to be hearing this just a few hours after I have recorded, but that's okay. But yeah, so I'm going to try and attempt to do a shorter episode. But if you follow this blog or any other blog, you're probably going to notice something a little different between the blogs, and that is just the many different styles of opt-ins that people use, or people are asking you to join their email newsletter because they have some awesome things they want to sell you or awesome things they want to tell you. Well, I've done something that I know I'm particularly proud of and I know will change the game on my website, taking everything to the next level. Well, I have recently made the switch from MailChimp, which is an email marketing service provider, and I've made the switch from them to ConvertKit, and I want to talk a little bit today about my decision and how it can help you in your online endeavors. It doesn't matter if you have a blog, if you have a church website, if you have an online business, or even an offline business, but usually if you're offline, you have some kind of online website, online presence. But I believe email marketing can be beneficial, and so I want to talk a little bit about the decision that I've made. Now, it was not an easy decision for me to switch from MailChimp to ConvertKit, and one of the main reasons is MailChimp is free. You get 2,000 subscribers for free from MailChimp. With ConvertKit, it's $29.99 for the first 1,000 subscribers. So once you hit over 1,000 subscribers, then you are charged the next level up in price. And that's not necessarily bad. It's not necessarily cheap either. Well, how do I want to word this? It was difficult, and the reason why is I was already spending money elsewhere, and now my goal is to move that money and move it into email marketing. And so this move has really made me take the leap, take the jump to be a little bit more serious, excuse me, about my email marketing endeavors. Now, if you have any kind of a website, you probably have a simple subscribe button on your site. Now, if you were like me, for a number of years, one of the things that I did was I had a subscribe button. Well, the subscribe button simply just allowed people to follow my site. Now, at the time, I was using WordPress.com. Today, I'm completely self-hosted. I am paying a monthly hosting fee through Bluehost, which I do highly recommend Bluehost if you're going to do any kind of self-hosted website. If you sign up with Bluehost, I do not make any kind of a commission, so that's just a good piece of advice that I'm going to give you. Well, anyway, I was through WordPress.com, and one of the things that I did is I just had a simple follow button. And then I realized they had another little feature that I could actually collect email addresses. Well, the problem with that, those email addresses just went into a big pool. And there was nothing you could really do with them. So that's why I ended up signing up with MailChimp, because I could at least do something with the email addresses that I was gathering. The problem I was running into with MailChimp, I could only have one subscriber per list. So if you, let's say, subscribe to my email newsletter and you subscribe to get a free ebook and you subscribe to get my resource list, all three of those, you would be counted as three people. Even though you subscribed to my website before, you were counted as three people. And MailChimp does that because they use different lists. Well, I didn't like that idea. And so one of the things that I learned about ConvertKit when I started hearing that people were talking about this company, ConvertKit has one list, and I'm able to just put everybody into one list, and then I can subgroup everybody out from there. And so that was one of the reasons why I wanted to make this major jump in email marketing. Well, the other reason is MailChimp didn't give me the options that I was looking for. And yes, I realize it was free, and if I wanted some of these options, like automation or sequencing of emails, if you don't know what a sequence of emails is, basically it's you could have like four or five emails in a group. If somebody subscribes to your list, they get the first email one day, and a few days later they get the second email, and you can set a time limit on when these emails go out. Well, that was a paid feature within MailChimp, and by the time I added up all the features that I wanted through MailChimp, I was at about $50 a month. So I was saying to myself, I'm not going to spend $50 a month on email marketing. That's just ridiculous, at least with the size of list that I had. So I stuck with the 2,000 subscriber limit. Well, the problem that I was seeing is my list was very inflated, and I had not quite double the amount of subscribers that I really had. And so when I had moved all of my subscribers over from MailChimp to ConvertKit, I had a whole lot less subscribers than I really thought I did. And so I feel like I'm starting over from scratch trying to get my subscriber counts back up. Well, I knew I wanted to make this major jump in email marketing. I knew I wanted to add a weekly newsletter. And I talked a little bit about this in a blog post a few weeks ago. I knew I wanted this email newsletter. Well, the problem was MailChimp didn't give me an option to do that. So the only way I could do it was send out an email each Friday, write it, and send it. Well, what if somebody joined my list today? They wouldn't get those first few emails that I sent out. And that was really frustrating for me. So ConvertKit really makes that easy. I can now have what's called a sequence of emails. And as people opt into my mailing list, they're going to get every email I've ever written for my weekly Friday mailing newsletter. And I love that, because now everybody is going to get everything. So ConvertKit offers a simple solution for some of these major issues that bloggers face. One of them is people don't want to pay for you to be two or three subscribers when you're really only one person. So ConvertKit says enough of multiple subscriber lists. There's one subscriber list. So Jason Sism is one person, and he can sign up for as many things on a website, but he's still counted as one person. And so that, in my opinion, was a major win. The other major win was, again, the email sequences and the automation stuff. So I could schedule stuff. I can have all of these emails scheduled in a sequence, and I can say, okay, I want these emails, these eight emails for, let's say, an email course on writing a book in 30 days, which, by the way, I'm actually in the process of writing. So you want to write your book in 30 days. I have an email sequence. You opt into it, and for the next 4 weeks or so, you get eight emails, and these emails walk you through step by step what you're supposed to do. And then as I develop a paid course on writing your book, then at the end of the email sequence, I can give you a sell to upgrade to the paid course. So basically, it allows me to take my email marketing and jump it up in a major way so that I can, one, start converting sales and start optimizing my list to generate income for my website. But also, it gives me a major into people's lives. And then people get accustomed to opening my emails. So ConvertKit offers these simple solutions for these issues that a lot of bloggers are facing. Bloggers want to build their email list, but without paying for it, a lot of bloggers are facing these major issues, and I decided enough was enough. Well, the other thing ConvertKit is it's very, very user-friendly. It's simple to navigate. Now, one of the things that if you are a fan of MailChimp, and you love the beautiful email designs that they have and the beautiful templates, then I'm going to be very honest, and ConvertKit is probably not for you. ConvertKit, they have a simple HTML email. Now, you can pretty it up. You can add images. You can customize it if you want. But the problem with all of that is Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, a lot of these email companies where the majority of people have an email with, they look at all of those beautiful, fancy emails and they put them in the spam folders. So what ConvertKit does is it allows you to have more of a plain text, personal email approach. Now, I'm a big fan of that because I believe it looks more like something a friend would send to another friend. So if you see an email that comes from me, if you opt into my email address, into my email sequences, so if you go to jbsism.com/subscribe for my Friday email newsletter, you're going to get this weekly newsletter every Friday. And when you open up the email from me, it just looks like a plain text email. It looks like I sat down and wrote it personally to you, which I did. So it's very user-friendly, and it's user-friendly for the subscriber as well, because the subscriber sees that I'm not very heavy on the branding. I'm more focused on the message, and that's what ConvertKit really offers. They offer a simple subscriber solution so that the subscriber feels like you care about them as an individual versus them feeling and looking like they're just another subscriber. And I wanted it to be more conversational, I guess is the word I would use. I want my email marketing to be very conversational. I want it to be very friendly because I want people to open the emails. And I've got to tell you, ever since I made the switch to ConvertKit, one of the things that I have noticed, and I'm going to my ConvertKit account right now as I'm talking. It's a lovely thing trying to do this live while I'm recording. but one of the things that I have learned, I'm going to go to my broadcasts here, which are my weekly emails. So when I was with MailChimp, my average open rate was about 10%. 10% of the people opened up my emails. Ever since I made the switch to ConvertKit, I have about a 30% open rate on my emails. And my click-through rate, I've seen more people start clicking through. And I think a lot of it has to do with, as well, my emails are more conversational now. So they're not direct copies from my blog into the email inbox. I've gone more conversational, and I've gone to where I write a little blurb, I give you a link to the website, and if you want to click through to the website to read the blog post, you can do that. And so I've seen my click rates go up. I've seen conversation with me go up, and I'm loving every single minute of it. So that's what I'm loving about ConvertKit, is it allows me to be conversational. It allows me to be more intentional about the people that I'm reaching on my list, because my email list is like gold to me. The people who are on my email list are the people, I mean, I care about everybody who visit my website, but the people on my email list are my friends. They're the ones who care about my message. They're the ones who want as much of me that they can get. And ConvertKit allows me to categorize these people into different lists based upon their interests. And that's why it feels like, I think people are feeling like I care more about them. So people who don't want my daily blog post emails, they don't have to get them. They can simply opt out of it, and they're never going to receive another one. Some people have decided they only want a weekly broadcast. So every Friday at about 8 o'clock in the morning, between 8 and 10 in the morning, I send out a weekly broadcast email that is just a digest. So it says, here's everything I published on my blog this week. And I have some people that's the only email they want from me. I have other people, they say, I don't care about what you put on your blog. I just want your Friday newsletter. And that's okay. That's all they're going to get, just my Friday newsletter. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to receive anything else from me. It just means they're not going to receive nearly as many emails. So if you subscribe to everything that I have to offer, you're probably going to receive anywhere from 4 to 5 emails from me a week. And if you want to read that many, awesome. If you don't, you don't have to. You can just easily opt out. And that's what I love about ConvertKit. It gives me a simple solution, one list, multiple tagging options. And that's what each of these different lists are, or each of these different categories are. And so when somebody subscribes to my ebook, I say that they're interested in writing, but then they automatically are opted into my daily blog post with an option to go anywhere else. So they can say, no, I don't want your daily blog post. I want your weekly digest. They click on a link, and certain tags are added to that person's name. So the tag of interested in writing is added to their name. So anything that I write, anything that I do in regards to writing, they're going to get a tag added to their name. And any email that I send out with writing, they're going to get that email. Anybody who says they're interested in only the spirituality side of what I do on my website, they're only going to get the spiritual stuff. They're not going to get the practical blogging and writing stuff. And that's okay, though. That's what some of these people are only wanting. And so I'm able to cater to my subscribers exactly how they want to be emailed. That way they're not getting any more or any less emails than what they want and what they've told me to give them. And so ConvertKit allows me to take people, how they want to be emailed, and then I can group different tags into what are called larger segments. So if I have an email course on writing, I have a free ebook on writing, and let's say somebody purchases down the road a writing course. Well, I can take all of those people with all of those different things that they have done on my website into a segment called writing information. Let's say that's the tag, or that's the segment, writing information, and any of the people who have downloaded a book, subscribed to the email course, or purchased a course on writing, I can send an email to all of those people about a new course that I'm doing. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So, in other words, I can move people through my list, move people through the tags, so they only are receiving what they want to receive. And then if anybody's not interested in writing anymore, they just unsubscribe from the writing emails, and they won't get them anymore. So it's super, super friendly in that regards. So this is probably a very, I don't know if it's a difficult podcast to listen to. I'm trying to explain it the best I know how to. But one of the things that I encourage you to do, if you're not using an email newsletter list, I encourage you to start using email newsletters or using email subscriber systems. And if you want to use MailChimp because it's free, by all means, use MailChimp. I'm not saying you have to pay for ConvertKit. I decided to pay for ConvertKit because I've heard so many people talk about the wonderful things that it can do. It allows me to have one list. It allows me to offer more. It allows me to make sure everybody gets every email that I've ever written. And I love that about it. But you don't have to use it. But if you want to take your message to the next level, I do encourage you to sign up for ConvertKit, ConvertKit.com. And you can sign up right there if you wanted. ConvertKit is not a solution for everybody, but it's a solution for a lot of people. If you're a blogger, it's made by bloggers for bloggers. Now, as a pastor, I see a lot of potential with ConvertKit for churches as well. It allows you to categorize all of your people into subcategories, and then those are the people that you email out of your system. So if you only want to email your worship team, you can tag them worship team, and then nobody else is going to get those emails. You can send your newsletter, weekly newsletter, through ConvertKit to all of your subscribers in your church. The possibilities are endless. If you wanted to have an ebook download for people, they can opt in on your church's website and download a free ebook if they wanted. The possibilities really are endless. If you want people to learn more about the church, and maybe you have a course you want people to go through before they even come to your church, you can set up an email sequence and you can have guests go through a course to learn more about your church all through the click of a button. And ConvertKit gives you that power that I have not seen in anything else. And I have used a lot of different software, and I'm half tempted to move our church over to ConvertKit just for the email features alone. Yeah, it costs a little bit more money, but it might be worth it. Now, if you want to use ConvertKit and you want to give it a try, You can sign up through me. Now, ConvertKit is $29 a month, nearly $30 a month. So $29 a month. You can use ConvertKit for 30 days for a full refund if you want. Now, you have to sign up. You have to pay for the first month. But you get to try it out for 30 days, and if you don't like it, you can get your money back. So all you have to do is use my affiliate link, jbsism.com, jbsism.com/ConvertKit. ConvertKit. So jbsism.com/ConvertKit. And if you sign up with that, I am going to receive a small commission. And if you stay for the long haul, you're going to love it. I just know you're going to love it. So go to jbsism.com/ConvertKit, sign up for 30 days, and if you don't like it, you can get your money back by clicking the refund button on your account, and they'll cancel your account and refund your money within 30 days. After that, you don't get your money back. But I do encourage you to give them a try. See if you like them. And again, if you have any questions on ConvertKit, if you want to know how I'm using it, you know, maybe one of these days I'll set up a webinar and you can see the backside of ConvertKit. And I think that might be a really good solution. So yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll set up a webinar and you'll be able to see ConvertKit for yourself and see how it can help your blog, help your business, help your church. So anyway, so that being said, that is what I have been up to. I might get a little more detailed on ConvertKit in the coming weeks here, but I just wanted to give you a little overview on what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So if you've seen an uptick in my emails, that's why. But if you would like to sign up for my Friday email newsletter, and this newsletter will give you the best tips, tricks, and strategies that you can get from me. This is the very best content. I consider it the gold content. So it's completely free to get the Friday email newsletter. All you have to do is go to jbsism.com/subscribe. jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can get the Friday email newsletter right there. Now, the other thing that I am working on right now is, and it's actually launched, it's live. I had a lot of people who are very interested. A couple weeks ago, I threw out there on a whim an idea for a 30-day challenge of reading the Bible. Now, I kind of threw it out there because I had done a test on speed reading, see how fast I could read. I was reading about 760 words a minute. And I said, well, gee, at that rate, I could read the entire Bible in about 17 hours. Well, that gave me the idea, well, what if I encourage people, let's try to read the Bible in 30 days. And so that's what I'm attempting to do. That's what I'm encouraging people to do. So I have launched a brand new email course called 30 Day Challenge of Reading the Bible. And if you want in on this, I have already started my portion of the 30 days, and I have other people who started their portion of the 30 days. You can start your own 30-day challenge here. So if you want to try to read all 66 books of the Bible and you want to talk about your experience, I have a very special Facebook page set up for anybody who subscribes. You're going to get 32 emails. You're going to get a welcome email. The very next day, your assignment of reading begins. And the very first day, you have to read the first 41 chapters of Genesis. So that's pretty cool. So if you went in on this challenge and you want to take your spiritual life to the next level and you want to go deeper in your relationship with God, this is the way to do it, is through reading the Word of God. So what do you do? So you, I want you to go to jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. So jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. And if you sign up for that, we're going to be friends because I am digging this. You're going to get 32 emails, a welcome one, 30 days of emails with each daily reading assignment, and then a final 30-second email that says, congratulations, you've made it, and then you're going to get a certificate of completion that you can print out, hang on your wall if you want. So anyway, so that's what I've been up to. That's what I'm doing. jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. If you want the Friday email newsletter, I encourage you to do this. You're going to get the best tips, tricks, and strategies for writing your book, starting that blog, and living a more productive life. jbsism.com/subscribe. And my friends, if you want to sign up for a 30-day money-back guarantee of ConvertKit, you can do so at jbsism.com/ConvertKit. Well, my friends, that is all I had for today. It's a little bit shorter of an episode, only about a 30-minute episode, so that's pretty cool. I was aiming for about 25 minutes. I went a little bit over. It's about 32 minutes now, so hey, that's pretty good. If you could do me a favor, head over to the website, jbsism.com/090, and answer this question. How do you use email marketing? So jbsism.com/090. And all of the links to each of the things that I was talking about, the 30-day Bible challenge, the Friday email newsletter, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee trial of ConvertKit. All of those links are at the website on that address. Well, my friends, until next week, I encourage you to do everything you can to take your message to the next level. I want you to find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. Bye-bye for now, and I will see you next week.